product increased by 0.2% in January. It was driven by spending in shops and online. Shannon Donnelly from Grimsby runs a coffee business and says that rings true.
Definitely feeling it. I mean, everybody's struggling, but we're hanging in there and just hoping that things are going to slowly start to get better. My sales have been up by about 5% from last year, but that has not come easy.
A race relation expert's warning it may be difficult for the Conservatives to move on from a controversy surrounding one of the party's major donors. Lord Worley says the black community will be hurting after Frank Hester apparently said former Labour MP Diane Abbott makes him want to hate all the time. The youngest Muslim MP ever elected in the UK says she's had to step up her security because of threats made against her online. Labour's Zaha Sultana says it's got worse since she started talking to Warren. The MP for Coventry describes the types of comments she gets.
I'll start off with someone who said, you need to be deported, you send that to Palestine, they are low on targets. It weighs heavily. It's difficult, but I remind myself why I got involved in politics in the first place.
Wales's First Minister says Boris Johnson's insistence that all four UK nations deal with coronavirus separately was extraordinary. Mark Drakeford's told the COVID inquiry it would have been easier if they'd made joint decisions. There are calls for tougher penalties for people who use catapults to kill wildlife. Hundreds of people, including children, are filming themselves doing this and sharing the footage in WhatsApp groups. And aspiring spies can test their skills with the latest puzzle released by GCHQ. They're asking people to decipher a picture with a hidden message. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now, top temperature today is going to be 14 degrees, light cloud and a moderate breeze, and really pretty much overcast tomorrow. Going to be the same, and on Thursday, Friday, you might get a little bit of sunshine at 14 degrees, but it's still going to be overcast and a possibility of rain as well. So pretty dreary actually for the next week.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good afternoon. You're listening to Michelle Phoenix 98 FM. They won't leave the Princess of Wales alone, will they? I can't get used to calling her that, actually. Kate Windsor. I know she put out the picture and then she said she photoshopped it and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, she loves doing photography. Why can't they just do a statement? Why can't they just film us saying, I'm actually okay, sorry for any confusion, just to say I'm fine. And, you know, William there as well. I know there's a lot of confusion online, but please, everything is fine. And I will be back after the break, as we made the statement at Christmas. At Christmas, they said she wouldn't be back until after Easter. And, you know, that was it. That was it. As I said yesterday, we don't need to know really her personal ins and outs. We don't need to know that really. But I think it's just making it worse by not actually coming, you know. I know they meant to, was never something or never explain. So you don't, you know, that's what the Queen was like. But there's so much online. I mean, literally Twitter is awash with just awful things. You know, horrible stuff. Really horrible. I wouldn't want to be in the royal family, not the same that I would have been, but do you know what I mean? I mean, what a job to have. I mean, I know you say luxury, and but you've got to go out and open, you know, be at openings for sewage works and go to lots of, you know, visit lots and lots and lots and lots of charities all the time and always be on form, always be, goodbye, it's great to see you, tell me, always be knowledgeable about what you're doing, and you can never have an off day. You can't be, you know, a bit umpy. You've got to go and do these things. And it shines a light on organisations as well when the royals get involved. I would have liked the four of them, Meghan, Harry, Kate and William, because I thought, as I said before, they were the dream team. I think that is a shame. But, I think leave her alone. I mean, really. I mean, she's had an operation. But I think, you know, the Photoshop thing, a lot of people online just going on about it. I mean, if they just put a little statement, you can video yourself on your phone, go hi, but then they probably go, oh, no, she's got a filter on it. Oh, she's got this and a, you know. I suppose if you've had an operation, the last thing you want to do is get yourself all done up so you can do a video for them to then, you know, the press to go, oh no, she's put a filter on it, oh no, she doesn't look very well. I suppose you're in between a rock and a hard place, really. We will see her when she appears at Easter, I'm guessing. So what if she did like a terrible Photoshop? So what? I don't know, everyone. I mean, I didn't notice anything in it, did you? I mean, not until they actually pointed it out. But then again, I'm not particularly brilliant on that either. So, now, brilliance is this song. This is Platinum Mind featuring Marie. This is called 1974. That's how it was in those days. And I think this is really clever and a great story.
Waiting for the bus, the number 16, Cricklewood Broadway to Edge Railroad. I have no idea when it's coming, because it's 1974. We've only the cable to give me a clue. That's how it was in those days. We just waited. If it came, it came. If it didn't, we walked. Often they came in pairs. Hold tight, please. Ding, ding. We're on our way. Wait a minute. There's a bloke. He grabs the pole, jumps on, smiles. That's how it was in those days. Mostly, I sat upstairs. I don't know why. Once I sat downstairs, something's rude to me. On the other hand, things happened upstairs. Still, that's where I sat. You could smoke upstairs. That's how it was in those days. Please, the conductor called. As he moved around the bus, I loved the ticket machine, worn like an oversized necklace, clicking and clunking, dispensing curved tickets, all off a roll that occasionally ran out. Combined with the leather money bag, a perfect match. Change given. That's how it was in those days.
Oh, now Bob's come into the studio. What do you think of that song, Bob?
We all remember those days, don't we? Yeah, we go upstairs for a fag. Yeah.
It does really create... The thing is with that track, it does create, like, the pictures in your head. If you're of a certain age, it does anyway.
Yeah, I only walked in halfway through that, but I loved it. I need to play that.
That is Platinum Mind featuring Marina Flo with 1974. That's how it was in those days.
Yeah.
And you know what? The buses, I was thinking the other day, that there was great fun. You remember these buses, the open-backed double...
Yeah, the
Route Masters. They were brilliant, and I don't know why... they were got rid of, because the joy of running and then falling over or hanging on the back. I mean, really, when you think about it, we just had that pole at the back. They'd be great in London and hop off, because the buses and everything, now everything's 20 mile an hour. In fact, that has spread around. Every time I go in a 20 mile an hour, if you want to hear my language from behind the wheel of the car, I go absolutely...
No, it's still too dangerous for this day and age, isn't it?
Yeah, probably, because people get... Well, we used to get pushed off the bus. That was half the fun.
Yeah.
You'd be on the bus with your school friends, and it'd be going along about 25 mile an hour, and you get pushed off the back, or... You know, my sister fell down top of the... I didn't really go upstairs very much. I used to like sitting on the... You used to have seats either side as you walked
in.
Or sometimes, if you were like very busy, you would sit in the luggage compartment. You'd sneak in that little bit and squeeze yourself there. But my sister once was on the top deck, and she went to walk down the stairs on one of the Route Masters, and one leg went one way and the other leg went the other, and she ended up at the splits at the bottom.
Yeah.
And when she got off the bus, her tights had ripped at the knees and were hanging around. She
those
said
stairs,
she got yeah.
They were dodgy, those.
They
stairs,
were dodgy. You'd have to have devil hooves basically to get up and down, wouldn't you? That's the thing. But it's great that I really like that song. It's something. It's something really different. So as soon as I heard it, I was like, oh, because you know you see the images. Not everybody does. I'm quite surprised when I read books. I see images in my mind like a movie. But the percentage, I think it might be 20% of the population or something like that. Don't that doesn't happen.
Well, that song took me right back to being on a bus and the miserable bus conductor sometimes and the cheerful bus conductor.
All the ones that are a little bit strange. When you used to get on the school bus, it was like, hello dear, and you go, oh no, I don't like him, it's a creepy one.
Or you sat next to the wrong person and they're a bit whiffy or something like that.
Yeah, but they used to be great fun. I used to like those buses, and as I said, I didn't really go upstairs on the bus too much because you could sit at the back. That was like... on the bus.
Yeah.
Or at the front.
Yeah?
at the front, you know, so they could see.
Or behind the driver, so you could watch.
Oh, yeah, 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 because they were in a separate cab, weren't they? You didn't talk to the driver. Yeah,
but you had a window you could see through.
And your little tickets. Oh, we're going back in time, Ian Bob.
Yeah,
you know,
I know,
look at us.
Showing our age.
We are, really. Yeah, I wasn't that old, though.
Yes, you were. Come on, be honest.
No, I remember the buses. I used to go up to Romford Market quite a bit as a kid. I mean, you know, when it was a proper market and it was exciting.
Yeah.
And bus, it was an 86 from Seven Kings right the way through.
Yeah,
I thought I was here.
I've been on that bus many times.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a good bus.
I go back so far. Distant and dim childhood.
Horse and cart, you're going to say?
No, not a horse and cart. Trolley buses.
Oh, what's that? Was that in Ilford?
That was, I think, all around West Ham.
Oh, right.
At the time. And they used to have like an electrical rod that attached to wires overhead.
Yeah.
And, Unless I dreamt it, maybe.
There was, actually. I remember my mum saying, because she was obviously, she lived in Seven Kings, Ilford, a whole of her life, Seven Kings. But I think back in the day, there was actually a tram in Ilford.
If you go back far enough,
I think
sure,
probably in the 1900s or something.
Yeah.
Quite lucky, actually, because there's quite a lot of history on sort of Ilford and Seven Kings and the buildings and things.
Yeah, it's like this programme's becoming a history lesson.
I'm sorry about that. Well, there was
that's
a hippodrome as well. I do know, remember my mum talking about it, and during the war it got blown up.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, nice and cheerful.
Well,
then,
I don't remember that.
No,
even though I go back so far, I'm in front of me.
There we go. Well, let's not go back any further. Here is Elton John with "I'm Still Standing."
I remember
on the bus.
You can never know what it's like. Your blood like winter freezes, just like ice. And there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You wind up like the wreck you hide. And if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. And I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing. Meant to cut me down. And if my love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by now. No, I'm still standing better than I ever did. Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still, after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Well, the phone's
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available. Our partners can do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call 0776 009 239, or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to HVAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford. Visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
I love local radio because it's radio and it's local.
I don't wanna be here. suggestions of a new dawn. Be the one in a million that could lift the sun up and over my horizon. We can take it to the people with a microphone, scale the darkness with a light bulb. Oh,
myself and Bob were just chatting about
serious discussion.
It was a bit serious. We don't really say it too much on air, but the question of the day, which only you have asked, what are your feelings towards politicians? So we're going to read out what Mr. Bob said.
What did I say?
Well, we've got Pigeon to say good morning. Billy Brown said thank you, and I'll try and tune in. It depends where Sharky is. We've had an update on Sharky and Splodge, and also his brand new track. Okay. Alison said she's listening in. Abby said thank you. And Bob answered the question of the day about politicians. There's always been dodgy politicians, but generally throughout my lifetime, the best and most worthy have risen to the top. Until the last 14 years, and now the lies and deceit come to the top and set a poor example to everyone else. That causes standards and trust in all politicians to drop. Not only it's so bad, we need some trustworthy statesmen and women with some control over their MPs. And I think most people would say that it's probably more in the forefront of people's minds because you've got so much social media, you can get caught out by saying the wrong thing. But it just, across the board, it just seems to be like a horrible kind of cesspit.
Yeah, that's part of the problem, social media, but I do think standards have really, really dropped.
But then look at our own standards. The point is, if you want to be a politician, you have to have nothing or no jokes or no what's... I mean, I've been guilty of sending probably not too nice jokes. You know what I mean? But yeah, we all do it. We all say about somebody, we all do these things. And if you recorded that conversation, like if we were in the Big Brother house and your mates, we would all be horrified. But everybody does it.
Oh, yeah.
And then, but we have to say our politicians can't. So they can't have affairs. They can't, you know, they mustn't be caught lying about stuff. They've got to know the price of a pint of milk. And it's... Why would anyone want to go into politics?
There's one riposte to that. That Boris Johnson, he did all those things and still stayed in power for a long, long time. I think generally the public are fairly forgiving over sort of misdemeanours, if you like, but when politicians are outright lying to you, or let's say avoiding the truth, It just destroys any trust you've got in any of them, really.
Yeah, there's lots of things if you look into the news about what went on during COVID and companies that received money and things like that. And there are certain people trying to shine a light on these things because it's millions. Mm. You know, there is a politician at the moment with something that's going on with Diane Abbott, which you would have heard in the news.
Yeah.
And again, I don't know if that's actually a recorded conversation or whether it's just people have heard. So you have to be very careful, obviously, to make sure that it's actually really been said.
It's not actually a politician. It's a leading businessman.
Oh, yes, sorry.
Huge donations to the Tory party.
Yeah. And we're not bashing the Tory party. Not specifically. We're just talking about something that's in the news.
Yeah, just standards generally. Mm. And... yeah, you have got to be careful what you say, but I don't think you or I would have said what he said.
No, definitely not. And if he has said that, then to me, you would give the money back. You would do it. See, I don't know why it would take so long just to give the money back and just that's it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I think I better not say too much.
No, don't say too much more. Yeah, we'll all get ourselves in trouble. Yeah. But again, you know, if there's any of the local councillors out there from any of the parties and want to come in and have a chat on the show,
always
welcome. Yeah. But we have to be so we're not just, you know, talking about one thing. So that's, but we, you know, that's why I don't do politics because you have to be really careful. Mm.
Let's talk about cartoons or something.
Yeah, we'll do that. We talk about cartoons off air. Let's play a little bit of Keen with Somewhere.
Okay.
So Phoenix FM.
Took away the prophet's dream for a prophet on the street. Now she's stronger than you know. A heart of steel starts to grow. All his life he's been told when he's cold. All the kicks and all the blows he won't ever let it show. Stronger than you know. A heart of steel starts to grow. When you've been fighting for it. Just right, you see fire in their eyes. Cause he's stronger than you know. A heart of steel starts to grow. When you've been fighting for it all your life, you've been struggling to make it right. It's all superhuman.
Belly so hard to control. Taking too much hits, single blow. Now the light and match, stand back, watch him explode. She's got a lion's in her heart with a fire on the floor. She's got a beast in his belly that's so hard to control. Cause they're taking too much hits, single blow, blow. Now the light and match, stand back, watch him explode, 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 explode. When you've been fighting for it all your life, struggling to make things right. It's all struggling to make things right. That's how a superhero learns to fly. You're the only one who sees, puts my mind at ease. You're the only one who knows back home. Each day when I've had enough, and all the
Nathaniel Borden. I like that name, Nathaniel. I wonder if he's American. I probably is. Oh, dear. I feel like I need to sit in a comfy chair. I don't know. This chair in the studio. Honestly, if you want to donate any chairs to Phoenix FM, because the last lot we got were donated, and they are, I think Tony might have got them out of a skip, didn't he? I don't know. But the chairs we've got an okay chair to sit in, but it's not really that comfy. The other ones for the guests, when you sit back and lean back, so a lot of the guests sit in them, they go, whoa, and it feels like the chair's going to go back.
They're getting worse and worse.
They're actually lying flat. Yeah, so if you do know, because we are a community radio station and, you know, we don't really get anything to kind of, like, continue on. A lot of people are volunteer. Most people here are volunteers and don't get any money at all, and they just put on the shows because they love doing radio. If you do have any offices or anywhere you know of getting rid of chairs or anything like that, do always keep us in mind.
That's this week's appeal from our chair lady.
What a chair, sorry, my chair lady. And if it's maybe a really nice leather chair for us to sit in, yeah, that would be nice. Mm. I've got one indoors. It's really comfortable. It's a gamer's chair.
But you'd like to donate it.
No, I would not. I would not, because it cost me a lot of money and it's still really comfy.
Okay.
Not with all the people who sit in the chairs here. No way. Right, shall I do some, what am I meant to be doing now? Events.
Oh.
Oh, actually, you can help me on this, Bob, because I had a little bit of a problem saying the name of this, but I'm just going to read it out to you. F-A-U-R-E-S, Requiem.
Can you say that again?
It's F-A-U-R-E-S.
Fours? Fours?
Fours?
Fours.
Yeah, we'll try that.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, this might be the wrong pronunciation, but Fours Requiem and Rutter's Gloria Little Church. That's going to be on Saturday the 16th of March. It's Billericay Choral Society who've been into the studio, and they're performing the ever-popular and beautiful Requiem by John Rutter, as well as other works. Professional baritone Alison Merry will be performing solos. Refreshments are available, 7:30 kickoff and £12 in advance, £15 on the door.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotswold Road or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, Broken Bear are back with new music. They're getting really good reviews at the bigger radio stations. What could be bigger than Phoenix FM? But anyway, they've got a lot of radio play at the moment. Well done to the guys and girls. This is Broken Bear with Awfully Civilized.
I found my peace in the middle of a war.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leyalina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM on booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply. Phoenix FM.
ricochet back around to where you stand. Women alone. Don't you see that I feel gonna be safe? Kicking roses where you stand, hand in hand.
Simpsons and Bob, what's on your show today?
Oh, lots. Oh, you just surprised me with that, haven't you? No. I'll tell you what, all I'll say is a very special song for Daphne this week because it's her birthday week. So we're going to make a bit of a fuss of Daphne on the show. As well as that, loads of good music, me waffling away for hours on end. And that's it.
There we go. All coming up with Bob Simpson, 1, 2, 3. We'll end the show with some Room 5 with Sugar, and I'll be back. tomorrow. Where am I? Let's try it again. I'll be back tomorrow from 10 o'clock. Have a lovely afternoon. Goodbye.
Bye.
I'm hurting, baby. I'm broken down. I need your loving, loving. I need it now. When I'm without you, I'm something weak. You got me begging, begging. I'm on my knees. I wanna be needing your love. Wanna be deep in your love. And stealing me when you're away. Oh, baby, I so really don't care where you are. I just wanna be there where you are. And I gotta do one little thing. Sugar, yes, please. Won't you come and put a down on me? I'm right here, cause I need a little love and a little sympathy. Yeah, you show me good loving, make it all right. Need a little sweetness in my life. You show. One thing I'm living for.
Sugar sweet, touch it unless that somebody's me. I gotta be a man, there ain't no other way. Cause girl, you're hotter than a Southern California day. I don't wanna play no games, you don't gotta be afraid. No makeup on, that's my show.
Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.